B'tachin for Life, Shin number 248, Monday, Parshas Miketz, the fourth day of Chanukah. In Al Hanisim, after we describe Mosarta Giboyim Biyad Chaloshim, V'Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, Utmeim Biyad Tahirim, after we describe the tremendous Nisim that took place, we say, Ulecha Asisa Shem Godel V'Kadosh Ba'olam Echa. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam made for himself a Shem Godel V'Kadosh, a great and Kadosh name, Be'olam Echa, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Olam. What exactly are we stating with this? What happened when we won the battle? How did that create for HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Shem Godel V'Kadosh Ba'olam Echa? Similarly, we find at the end of Haneris Halalu, we say, Kedei Lahoydeis U'Lahaleh L'Shimcha HaGadol, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name. What is the emphasis on Shimcha HaGadol, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great name, and why in Al Hanisim do we mention Ba'olam Echa, that it's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world? There's a very important concept that was introduced by Chanukah. What were the Yevanim primarily trying to do to Klal Yisrael? Chazal teach us that the Yevanim said, Kisvu lachem al keren hashoyer she'ein lachem chelek b'elikei Yisrael. Right on the horn of an axe that you don't have a chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The horn of the axe represents the tool that the person was able to produce his parnosa, that he was able to live, so to speak, in this world. The axe would be the modern-day representation of a person's job. That was the axe. And the Yevanim wanted that a person should write on his axe, Ein lachem chelek b'elikei Yisrael. You have no part in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, in the real world, in the business world, the world that brings me my parnasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has very little involvement. Of course, when I go to shul, when I daven, when I learn, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. But the rest of the day, it's me. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yevanim were trying to train Klal Yisrael in. And that's why they said to write on the Keren HaShoyer, on the Shoyer, on the animal that they used to produce their Parnosa, write, Ein Lachem Chelek B'Elikei Yisrael. Drive HaKadosh Baruch Hu out from what people call the real world. Make HaKadosh Baruch Hu not exist in that world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in shuls, in various Avodas Hashems that we do, but in the real world, that's us. We have to do this ourselves. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Yevanim were trying to introduce. When Klal Yisrael were able to overcome the Yevanim, they introduced Shem Godel V'Kadosh Ba'olam Echa. They brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name back into Olam Echa. We understand that it's not our world. There's no real world. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. It's all a matter of perception. Do you live in your own world or do you live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world? And that's what the Nes of Chanukah is supposed to introduce to us. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is big, is great, is a Shem Godel. Meaning he's big and he encompasses everything that goes on in this world. There's nothing that slips by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is great. And number two, it's Be'olam Echa. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. How do we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great? By bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our world. And saying it's not really our world. It's Olam Echa. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. That's the real world. And when a person lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's Lahoidais Ulahalel, he is able to create Shimcha HaGadol. He's able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into Olam Echa, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name great. And that is our objective every day, but especially in the Yom Tov of Chanukah. To realize that the real world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Olam Echa.